this occurred when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Every one of us, we're a child, but we're also a son, one at the same time. Well, this is a very precious, young people, to be a son of God. Think of it. Think of the elevated position which is ours because of the work of Christ. There's a man in the glory, that lovely man who came and died for us. He might lift us up. We were in the gutters of sin, far from God, but in the person of his Son, we are as near as he.
As sons, we've been talking then about the privileges, but then as a son, we also have a responsibility. We have the responsibility, really, to put it, I would say in a nutshell, is to carry the name of the Father, to represent that name. I'm in Christ, so that's now what I'm going to represent as his son. And that's my livelihood, right? That's where I live. That's my position. It's a position. There's honor associated with it. It's dignity. All of this is related to being sons.
The thing that's striking me, actually, I'm listening to this, is that I think Paul is just trying to motivate us to actually see, like, what we have. Like, and basically, he's trying to say, look at this. You were an enemy. You didn't want it, but I still gave it to you. You don't deserve it, but I still gave it to you. Don't care how you feel. You need to recognize it, and look at it that way. And, basically all of this is what we're talking about is grace, just pure unadulterated grace. And, I just want to, skipping ahead a little bit to chapter 12, where it says, we're challenged here to present our bodies as living sacrifices. But the key to that is actually, it says before that, it says, by the mercies of God. So we're supposed to be persuaded by all of this that we're learning right here about the mercy, the grace, sanctification, justification, reconciliation. Bear all of that in mind and learn more about this and make it true to ourselves. And as we make it true to ourselves, then there's nothing we will do, nothing else we can do but yield, because it'll just come naturally, or, well, not naturally, supernaturally.
Can I just remind us of something? We had the verse, the wages of sin is death, right? Sin has brought death, but the grace of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Those are the gifts. And what we're seeing develop here is all of the things, all of the gifts that we have. It's life. It's ongoing. It's, I think for all of us, it's mushrooming into the reality of what we're all in Christ, right? In the flesh, there's death. There's an end to it all. Death. It's the judgment of God. But in Christ, in grace, we have all these gifts. And let's try to just realize these positions and responsibilities, but the gifts that we have in him, and it's ongoing.
There's a comment behind me, and I'm going to pass it back, but I want to draw a fine line for us that I think is an important line. And that is the difference between my place as a son and my place as a child. Sonship involves the dignity of the place that I've been brought into. As a child, I look at my responsibility to walk for the Lord here. Now, I'm a son regardless of how I walk. It's a position that I've been brought into by God himself. I'll always be a son. But when I speak of behavior, I think of the responsibility of children to obey their parents, to do what the parents would want them to. So it's a fine line that the Lord draws for us. I don't introduce or a father that is giving the business that he has worked all his life to, doesn't give it to his children per se, but it would be his son. Jake would say, "This is my son, John." And in all the dignity of that sonship involves, he turns everything over to him. So it's a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters, to see that we are sons of God and that he who has made us that leads us, he guides us. What else? The spirit of what? Adoption. He chose us. What a wonderful thing. Before ever this world existed, before ever creation was even, in back in eternity, my mind won't consider those things. You and I were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
The comment was pretty much what he said, but the thing about it is, a young sister actually passed me this note, and it's pertaining to the fact of not calling ourselves children or sons and daughters in this respect, because of the fact that sons do inherit things, and the daughters in those times did not usually inherit things as sons did. And it's just really interesting because we got to look at the translations of the Bibles that we're using, because some of these translations would say sons and daughters, or they'd say children in the same places there where it should say sons. But the fact that the word sons is used is much more powerful and much more relevant to the situation that is being spoken of.